In His Hands, written by Bent Rumors and read by Eos Rose. Arthur and Merlin passed several servants in the corridor while walking to Arthur's chambers. Merlin's bowed shoulders and pained gait were obvious to all, and Arthur heard the whispers beginning behind them before they were out of hearing range. The rumors of Arthur's brutality were not unfounded. He was a champion in the arena, a ruthless trainer to his knights, and a heartless master to his household. Everyone in the castle feared his wrath, pitied his manservant, and knew nothing of his heart. Arthur ignored Merlin's crumpled brow at his fellow servants' comments, and gave one servant, daring to meet his eyes, a violent glare, until the girl lowered her gaze. When they reached Arthur's chambers, he said, "Take off your clothes." Merlin tried to escape. "I haven't cleaned your armor yet, and..." Arthur bolted the door and pushed Merlin back toward the bed. "Oh, I know. There will be consequences for that, too. But don't make this worse on yourself. Do try to follow one order today, Merlin. I said, take off your clothes." Merlin's eyes narrowed and he raised his chin a bit. "Yes, sire." He undressed slowly, partially due to pain, but mostly reticence. "Now lie down," Arthur said impatiently when Merlin stood fidgeting from foot to foot. Arthur found the vial he wanted on the side table and climbed on the bed to kneel between Merlin's legs. He lifted Merlin's ankle onto his shoulder and put Merlin's hand on his prick when Merlin squirmed uncomfortably. "Stroke. It'll help with the pain." Merlin looked unconvinced. He rubbed at his prick disinterestedly, and Arthur rolled his eyes. He licked his palm and took Merlin's prick firmly in hand, demanding its immediate attention. "Trust me." "Oh, Merlin sighed, finally relaxing. His fingers brushed Arthur's forearm, idly matching Arthur's rhythm. "That's nice." Arthur snorted and put Merlin's hand back on his prick. "Don't stop." He opened the vial and smeared the slick goop on his fingers. Merlin was watching nervously and tried to pull his foot down off Arthur's shoulder. Arthur clasped his ankle and kissed it. "Just relax and breathe deep. It only stings for a few moments." Merlin hissed and bucked when Arthur began rubbing the salve into the long red gash running from the back of Merlin's knee to his buttock. So Arthur had lied. It burned like the fires of hell. He viciously worked the ointment deeper, punishing Merlin for his continued carelessness. "Really, Merlin, you have to be the clumsiest person ever born. No wonder all of Camelot thinks I regularly beat you within an inch of your life." The end.